Welcome
to the Local Economic Development Podcast,
hosted by Sean Cunningham
and Jörg Meyerstam.
For other programs in this series,
please have a look at www.ledcast.net. Welcome to the first show in a new series of podcasts. So this is the first time that we are doing this Local Economic Development Podcast, but definitely not the last time. We're not quite sure that we're going to stick to a weekly show, but we will try our very best to do so. Sean, what are we going to talk about today?
Well, Jörg, I thought that maybe we should start off by first looking at why LED is such an important topic and why it's becoming so important lately.
Okay. So, what do you say? Why is that the case?
Well, we can look at this from a local or from a national level, so maybe we can tackle it from a local level first, seeing that that's our perspective on the world, and then look at it from a national perspective.
Okay.
But what we're seeing at a local level is that there's a real need by local stakeholders to do something really positive and helpful together. What we've seen is that with globalization, firms really need to, at a local level, get better organized and to become more competitive, because they are suddenly competing in their home territory, in their home markets, with international firms. And so very often LED is not just about accessing new markets, but about firms in a locality even protecting the markets that they currently have.
So what you're talking about is like a local company in South Africa that has been happily selling its golf caps or something like that for a long time. And all of a sudden there's a Chinese company coming in with a much cheaper product that is only slightly worse than the South African one. And now the South African company has to become more competitive. Okay?
Yes, that is a very good example. Or even office furniture or automotive industry or so forth, suddenly local firms or local sectors are competing against very well organized international value chains.
Yeah, okay. So the basic message is, ironically, globalization is the main impetus or main driver in local economic development activities.
Yeah, I think that would be one perspective.
Yeah.
I also think that maybe there's another reason to do LED, and that is that national policies and that takes a really long time to get down to the local level.
Right. Now, when you think about it, let's come back to this point about globalization. So now you have your local office furniture producer who is all of a sudden confronting competition from China. So what is your experience? To what extent is that then something where the company internally has to respond, where the company owner has to do something very smart to lower his prices or maintain his customers or whatever? And to what extent is it something that somebody else can do things at the local level?
Well, a lot has been said about how firms respond to new competition or to threats like the one that we've just discussed. And the first response is often to reduce prices or to work harder. But this is not usually a long-term winning solution. So we have seen that firms have to actually work in their own value chains and their own supply chains or within their own regions to outcompete these international competitors.
What do you mean by saying work in their region?
It means that they have to look at their supply chains, their service providers. They have to look at the support that they are getting from their agencies or other organizations around them.
Right.
But the funny thing is that the first instinct of business people is not to usually reach out to other business people.
Yeah.
You know, because very often what we've seen in South Africa is that it's not typically the Chinese. It's actually many global competitors becoming increasingly competitive.
Mm.
And suddenly a local firm or a whole local industry is struggling for its survival.
Yeah. Yeah, I recall those pork producers who were loudly complaining about very competitive Brazilian companies.
Yes, or the Brazilian leather industry. Remember that case?
Yes, right.
So there's quite a number of cases. But we must be careful because globalization is, and global competition isn't always necessarily the bad reason.
Hmm.
Sometimes local sectors also due to new technology have access suddenly to a new market opportunity internationally.
Right.
And they have to become better organized in order to exploit that opportunity.
Mm-hmm. So it's not only out of desperation that they think about doing something at the local level. It's also because there's all of a sudden huge opportunities. And unless you're a very big business, you actually need to collaborate with other businesses and maybe need some support from technology institutions or whatever to actually pursue such an opportunity.
Yes, yeah, I think that's true. And then if one go beyond the need just driven by local businesses, if one look at the role of local government, you know, with a triple bottom line that was promoted through the World Summit on Sustainable Development, suddenly local government really wants to do something around economic development, and they really want to get the private sector growing fast in order to create jobs. And also in South Africa, an important topic is to share the growth equally among different groups in the society. So there's also a new incentive by local government and other organs of the state to be more doing more than just infrastructure development or other kinds of development,
yeah,
but to also now look at economic development.
Right. I've also often seen that, for instance, mayors have a very clear understanding that if they provide jobs, they are significantly improving their chances of getting re-elected.
I think that is the direct, that could be a direct impact, but I also think that LED usually leads to places looking better and being more vibrant.
Right.
And people want to live in places where there are signs of progress.
Yes.
So maybe that is a secondary objective of a person like a mayor.
Right. To what extent in your experience, do local governments and do mayors understand these things?
Well, it certainly differs from place to place.
Yeah, right.
But we have seen over the last 4 years that when we start talking about LED in a process way, or saying, you know, it's about taking stakeholders along in the process and about people working better together, 4 years ago that was very foreign.
And
people didn't really understand what we meant. Nowadays, when you raise this point, people say, yes, we understand that, but how?
Yeah.
So I think it's changed.
Yeah. To what extent do you sense that there is actually a notion among local people that we are living in a globalized world, and that even local businesses often have to compete in a globalized economy or against, well, kind of intruders that are placed in far away locations?
Well, Jörg, I don't know how the people in Asia respond to increased competition, but the first thing that local business people here do is to very often complain and beg for tariff protection,
yeah, exactly,
like we've seen in our textile sector. Then there are people in the society, NGOs and labor unions, that are not all that excited and positive about globalization.
Right.
But I do think if you look at our South African economic profile, there's been really numbers and numbers of firms that's been able to access global opportunities. So we've really suffered from being a closed economy.
Mm, okay.
And with the economy opening up, everybody's had to become more aware and more concerned about their global position and their global competitiveness.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, what we must look at is that LED isn't just a topic because of local. I think there's actually a much broader move that's going on here. Why don't you maybe tell us about your experience over the last number of years and what you've seen from your global perspective?
Maybe we should have actually a special show on that, also looking at what has been going on in, the more advanced countries, the OECD countries. However, in recent years, I've been doing a lot of work in a couple of emerging countries. And one of the things that I quite consistently found in those places is that central government is moving out of many policy fields. You often found that central government, that national ministries of industry and similar organizations were very much involved in promoting economic sectors, in promoting new industries, new economic sectors. and then voluntarily or persuaded by the World Bank and the IMF or other organizations, they abandoned those kinds of policies. And that very often created a void where all of a sudden either nothing happened or, well, somebody else had to move in, such as local governments, to promote sectors that all by themselves would never have happened, would never have evolved. Because if you leave it only to the market, if you leave it only to business people, there's only so much they can achieve, and somebody needs to facilitate a process for some new sector to emerge by providing targeted infrastructure, by coordinating the efforts of different businesses and so forth.
So basically that means that the start of a new industry often starts in the mind of a person that is somewhere connected in a local economy, because they don't float in the national economy up in the space, like at a university or even a business.
Well, that is something that we've seen in quite a few places. I recall a couple of years ago I observed an experience in one location in Brazil where a whole cluster of telecommunications technology companies emerged, well, pretty much out of nowhere. They had a small local university there. There was a small institute. There was a company that had started that in the old days in a closed market and all that. And everybody had pretty much expected that place to go down after the market was opened. But then quite the opposite happened. And you had a very strong entrepreneurial drive. But you also had a very strong local organization that was, well, kind of pulling the different people together, that was providing technological services, very sophisticated services, that was providing all the testing equipment, all the laboratories that the small businesses cannot afford, but that they desperately need. And unless somebody does that, some kind of public organization or foundation or whoever comes up with this stuff, the small guys aren't going to get anywhere. So that was quite an interesting story to see how, well, a local bottom-up process led by an organization that originally was just in the academic sector could actually create a what has in the meantime become a very successful local high-tech cluster.
But Jörg, to me that sounds like a phenomenal story of coordination, because what you've just explained there covered everything from technology to infrastructure to the people factor to a new idea. It sounds like a very sophisticated process.
And still it was very much a learning process. So when they started in the 1990s, nobody had anything like that in mind. They were just battling to survive in the context of a very complicated economic situation in that country, a radical change in the situation due to a market that had been completely closed and from one day to the next was completely opened, where foreign competitors rushed in. So it was very much learning by doing from their side.
But that immediately then applies not having a fantastic strategic intent at the beginning, but people actually exploring this together and it evolving up from something small into something quite significant.
Yeah, exactly. Which obviously takes us to another one of the subjects that we want to discuss in one of the next shows, namely how to address the issue of strategy and the strategic approach in local economic development.
Okay. Well, right. I look forward to that discussion.
Yeah, likewise. Okay, let's leave it at that for now, for today. Well, hope to have you again as listeners in our next show next week. Thank you very much.
Yes, and maybe it's important to just point out that you are welcome to interact with us and send us your comments on our website.
Yeah.
At www.addycast.net.
That's right.